track four, Community Hub wins garden funds. A Newton Abbott Community Centre was one of five winning gardening projects to win national funding to revitalise its outside space. Newton Abbott Centre Association scooped a share of £10,000 in plants and garden care products, along with expert help, after being chosen to benefit from Blue Diamond Garden Centre's competition to support local gardening groups. The association, which runs the Courtney Centre in Newton Abbott, was paired with Fermoy's Garden Centre in Ipplepen, part of the Blue Diamond Company. With the help of funding and 6 hours of expert horticultural advice to get started, the centre now boasts an improved outdoor space. The volunteers behind the charity were able to buy plants for a decorative bath feature, along with herbs, vegetables, and additional plants to brighten other areas of the garden. They also added bird feeders, bird food, and seasonal flower seeds to encourage wildlife and colour throughout the year. John Addy, Chairman of Trustees at Newton Abbott Centre Association, said, "We are delighted to have been selected as a winner of this competition with our new community garden at the Courtney Centre. The support of an expert and the funding have enabled us to complete our community garden works. The garden is now a space where people can enjoy much needed rest and relaxation. The centre hosts a wide range of local groups and activities, provides space for community events, and is home to a welcoming cafe offering affordable food. It also runs a community fridge to share surplus food with local residents and organises a variety of support groups and wellbeing activities."
Community celebrated at Newton Abbott Service. Community leaders and guests gathered at the Avenue Church for the annual Newton Abbott Town Council Civic Service. Mayors from Kingstainton, Tynmouth, Totnes and other nearby towns were invited to the occasion that was led by Reverend Jill Daniel and hosted by Newton Abbott Mayor, Councillor Colin Parker. Also in attendance were MP Martin Wrigley, Chairman of Teignbridge District Council, Councillor Rob Steamson, Vice-Chair of Devon County Council, Councillor Rosie Dawson, and Lord Mayor of Exeter, Councillor Anne Jobson. A theme of community ran throughout the proceedings, which involved prayers and music from Kingstainton-based Choir 86 and readings. Former Newton Abbott Town Councillor Leslie Sheffield addressed the congregation with a talk about her role voluntarily with Teignbridge Citizens Advice, saying the charity's services had never been in such high demand. Councillor Parker used his time at the podium first to read from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45, and then later in the service to extol the value of groups and individuals who serve their towns and villages. Paraphrasing the late American president, J.F. Kennedy, he said, "Ask not what your community can do for you, ask what you can do for your community." The service ended with the national anthem and was followed by light refreshments in the hall. Afterwards, Councillor Parker said it was a moment of great honour to welcome so many civic leaders, former councillors and people involved with our charitable and voluntary groups. "It was wonderful to see so many friends and family in the church, and I thank Reverend Jill Daniel, Choir 86 and all those who contributed to what was a wonderful service. It was a day I will remember with great affection and pride."
Third time lucky for Upper Den carriageway proposals. Teignmouth Town Council has agreed to resubmit plans to permanently open the Upper Den carriageway to Devon County Council for the third time after reviewing the results of a public consultation. The proposals will be added to the agenda for the next Devon County Council Highways and Traffic Orders Committee, also known as HATOC, meeting on November the 6th. Supporters of the scheme believe that opening the Upper Den carriageway, which runs between the main beach and the Den recreation area, will ease the shortage of parking spaces in the seaside resort. However, opponents have raised concerns about the safety of children and the elderly trying to cross the road and are worried about the environmental impact if the road was to be opened to traffic all year round. The Upper Den carriageway is usually closed between May and September to create a wider pedestrianised promenade. Last year, Devon County Council's Haytock rejected a proposal from Teignmouth Town Council to permanently open the road for a second time. It said there is a need for further consultation regarding safety, environmental and policy issues. The question of whether or not the Upper Den carriageway should be permanently open has been rumbling on for around 5 years. It was first rejected by Devon County Council in 2022. Teignmouth Town Council recently carried out a survey to gauge public opinion on whether or not the carriageway should reopen all year. More than 600 people completed the survey, the majority being the residents of the town. Councillor Robert Phillips, who organised the survey, said safety concerns about allowing the road to remain open would be mitigated by imposing a 20 mile per hour speed limit and adding clearly marked crossing points around which parking would be restricted to improve vision. Summing up the results, he said, "My school biomaths is telling me that three quarters or two thirds of people are in favour of it being used for parking all year round."
Mayor pays tribute to D-Day veteran. The Mayor of Teignmouth, Councillor Kate Williams, has paid tribute to Teignmouth D-Day veteran Joe Randall following his funeral earlier this week. Joe, who served as a corporal in the RAF, died at the age of 102. He was one of the last remaining survivors of the Second World War D-Day landings. Joe joined the RAF at the age of 17 and served in the Airfield Construction Squadron and was sent to Normandy 3 days after the first D-Day landings to build runways from scratching fields near Cannes. I want to give thanks to Joe and his family on behalf of Teignmouth Town Council. May he now have a peaceful rest, she said. Joe's funeral was held in Exeter on Monday, October the 13th, where his final departure was marked with a military guard of honour.
Newton Abbott property can become an HMO, that's a house of multiple occupancy. Permission to convert a Newton Abbott property into a house of multiple occupancy has been granted. An application to obtain a certificate of lawfulness for a proposed change of use of 8 Gloucester Road. The change of use will allow 6 individuals to live in the house to help with the UK's housing crisis, the application form reads, and Teignbridge District Council approved, publishing its decision notice on October the 17th.
Firefighters tackle village pub fire. Fire crews from 9 stations, including Ashburton, Bovey Tracy, Buckfast Lee, Newton Abbott, Chagford and Moreton Hampstead, responded to reports of a fire at a public house in the early hours of Sunday the 19th of October. Firefighters were called out to the Cleeve at Lustley at just after 2 a.m. following a call of a fire in the pub's storeroom. A spokesman for the fire service said, 3 fire engines were originally set. However, on notification that the adjoining property had a thatched roof, a further 5 appliances, aerial ladder platform and water bowser were also sent. On arrival, crews confirmed that although the storeroom was attached to the building, the thatched roof was not involved. The storeroom was severely damaged by the fire and the cause is under investigation.